evening, Mort. Mike here.
Mike, hi, Mike. Good evening.
My question is how do you go to the touch charge after it has been so long? This is a very angry, this is a very cold spouse that's sleeping on the couch for 2 years, a very, very deep grudge, and she's the one that committed the adultery, and it's almost unnatural to go to the touch. And then the fear of rejection plays into that as well. I'm at my wit's end. I just don't know if I can go there.
Yeah. So, it sounds like a simple question, but you're really asking a very deep question. I'll try to touch on a few points that I think will be helpful. And you'll get more about this in the program. Of course it feels unnatural, and of course it feels awkward. But if you wait until it feels natural, you'll never get there. I mean, look, let me say it differently. Let's be honest. It's never going to feel natural. Initially, it'll never feel natural. In other words, and when I say it's never feel natural, I don't mean 6 months, a year from now, could feel perfectly natural for you to hold hands and to hug and even to be intimate. But what I mean by it'll never feel natural is starting being physically affectionate after not being physically affectionate for 2 years, how could that ever be natural? Do you see what I'm saying? It's such an obvious point, but I know from hearing this question from so many people, Mike, that it's not obvious to you. Paint for me a scenario where it could be natural. It's never going to feel natural. You haven't touched your wife in 2 years. So resuming physical affection, even the simplest, is going to feel awkward because you, plural, have created an awkward situation. In other words, you've already driven the bus into the ditch. You meaning you, plural. Right? I've already driven the bus into the ditch. Now we're just talking about how to get it out. And pulling it out is going to be painful. It's going to hurt. Things are going to get scratched. So there's an assumption in your question that, like, there must be a path here where that can be natural. And I guess I'm just prompting you to realize that I don't think so. I don't think there is one. Now, you probably know from other life's experiences, similar life's experiences, not necessarily with physical affection, but like let's say, for example, I don't know, have you ever had an argument with somebody that's important in your life so much so that you didn't speak to them for a few days, for a week, for a month, even years? And then you're trying to figure out how to resume the relationship, get on speaking terms with them. So what are you going to? You're going to suggest that, it's not going to be natural for me to just pick up the phone and call them out of the blue? Well, of course it's not going to be natural. And are you going to wait till it is natural? Are you going to suggest that there's some path that's ever going to make that natural? No, it's not possible. It's going to be awkward. No matter how you slice it and when you do it, picking up that phone for the first time is going to be really awkward. But we know from other experiences we've had in our life like this that the second time and the third time and the fourth time, it becomes less and less awkward until finally it feels normal, it feels natural. It's an opportunity also for me to transition to a related point about what is natural. The whole reconciliation process is unnatural. I mean, when you say natural, I think what you mean, and I understand what you're all feeling, is that, like, certain things, they should be spontaneous. It should feel right. It should be natural. But, I mean, really, is there much anything that's natural about what I'm advising? When you're in a broken marriage, taking this kind of initiative, being unconditionally loving and non-judgmental, putting the problems and the issues aside, I mean, come on, it doesn't get any more unnatural, the whole thing. But so what? We're not animals. I mean, an animal is a victim to their nature. If you look around the world, trees and plants and vegetables and foxes and rhinoceroses and giraffes and dogs and cats and the whole animal kingdom, they're all a victim to the natural system, meaning that they don't have a choice. They're not able to transcend their instincts. They can only do what's natural. But a human being, I mean, there's a whole section in the program about this, aligning your actions with your goals and your values, not your natural instincts, not your impulses. It's a very important skill to develop at this time in your life. Because there simply is no way to reconcile a marriage without getting good at doing what's not natural. And so I'm not going to get any more into this because there's a lot more in it, a lot more on this in the program. There's no point in us discussing it here, but you know that whole concept is very important. Also, let me make one more point, and then I'm going to move on. You know, there's different types of physical affection. So, you know, one is the kind of physical affection that requires your wife's participation, cooperation, and reciprocation. Holding hands, a hug, a kiss on the lips. You can't do those things without your spouse. And therefore, it's going to be highly awkward, likely even unsuccessful, if you're dealing with an obstinate spouse, and you shouldn't even try those things. But that doesn't mean you can't do touch charges. That doesn't mean there can't be physical affection. There's another whole other category of affection, which is the things that do not require your wife's participation, cooperation, or reciprocation. For example, she's sitting on the couch, you walk behind the couch, you gently drop your hand on her shoulder as you walk by. It's there for a split second. She didn't have to do anything. You didn't need her permission. It was a completely passive experience for her, and it occurred in the course of a second. And it just starts the process. It just breaks the ice. It's just a touch, and I mean that figuratively. It's just a touch of physical affection, a taste, a sprinkle. It's the beginnings. If you do that kind of thing frequently enough, you will have broken the ice. It'll become a little less awkward. You'll have established a new norm, and you'll be able to take further steps to increase the physical affection.